You read KK4JBQ. Of course I'm here. You know, I'm here for the conversation. And you guys said some good things. And Harry, I can tell you're a good grandpa. And Chad should be listening to Grandpa's experience. Wow. Well, I just want to say one more thing. I am so terribly sorry to have insinuated that Ashley had done all the work and had gotten her general class ticket. Sally, I am so proud of you. If you're listening, dear, I am so proud. Now, the two of you will have to encourage Ashley to make me something to make it come true. what I mistook for the truth. Just make it come true. She's got one license, and it is a lot of study, I know for sure. But congratulations to you, ma'am. And, Chad, I'll turn it back over to you. There's people out there waiting, I'm sure, and you and I can yak for hours. We won't put everybody through that. And I just, I'm sure you will fit the grandfather role perfectly. Harry did have some good advice, and goodness, you got some fun times coming. This is KK4JBQ, turning back to net, 7-3.
I appreciate you dropping by and, you know, hanging around with me for a few minutes, but I'm, you know, like I said, I'm a little disappointed about my antenna, but... That's okay. I'll send it back, and you know I'll just build me one. I guess it's gonna be a whole lot happier with it. That way, if something don't work right, there ain't but one person to blame, and that's me. And there's a lot of peace comes with that. So with that, are there any additional stations Alpha through Zulu that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
North 4 at Field. A radio quit on me. Okay, so you did get the message confirmed for tomorrow with Ron at 1 o'clock.
Roger that. I did get your information, and I'll give him a call on the cell phone to make sure, you know, everything's good to go. Appreciate you handling that, Mandel.
Just talked to him a few minutes ago on the phone, and he said he'd be all right. So, ain't no problem. AP marker, the 2-3 season. So, anyway, just give him a call, and... He'll help you, be more glad to help you. All right, sounds good. We want to make sure, because I didn't get the radio went out and I didn't get your response, so just wanted to confirm that you did get the info. All right, well, sounds good. And I'll talk to you a little later on. Appreciate it. KO4NUE, WR4XM.
Next on the list is Edwards Res. Miss Jan, you still on frequency? All right. How are you doing tonight, ma'am? What's going on in Traveler's Rest?
Quiet up here. I must say, I'm finding antennas to be puzzling and disappointing as well. We successfully mounted a homemade J-pole on the chimney, which gives us excellent reception for the most part for the 2-meter, but I don't seem to be able, for some of the stations in North Carolina, I can hear them, but I cannot transmit, and I do only have a QB25, which is 25 watts.
And therein lies the quest. I got my license 2 or 3 years ago, and I understand what you're saying. Let me give you a little background here. I came from the military and worked in communications with the military. And, you know, we just had all the power we wanted. We had, you know, we burned something up, hey, put another one in it. Or, you know, go anywhere you want on any frequency, do what you want, that kind of thing. So when I retired, I just said, I don't want anything to do with a radio. Hey, I'm done. And so 4 or 5 years went by, and I got on the CB one day, and I heard just a bunch of garbage, and I said, So I started looking into getting a ham radio license. Got my technician book, started studying, and I was appalled. I said, I'm reading the studying, and I'm thinking, okay, they're restricting me to how many watts? And I can only go on what frequencies? Why would anybody do this? So I just said, no, not for me. And then realized that, hey, you know, I got the poochie lip all I want. It is what it is. And it forces you to take what Uncle Sam gives you with the FCC and forces you to try to learn to get what little slice that you have and what you can do and learn to manage that and squeeze every ounce of energy you can out of that efficiency of that antenna. So with that, I'd like to say that the signal you have coming into the repeater tonight is impeccable. No noise. It's perfect. So if you or your husband put that up there, you did an outstanding job. Sounds great. But at some point, you may have to just accept that it is what it is. And you can accept what it is, or you can try to make some changes to see what happens. But that's all the fun of it, you know. Not fun getting on the roof. And, you know, I'm sure he may have grumbled a little bit. But, you know, hey, you're doing a fine job tonight. So no complaints with what you've got so far.
I am pleased with what I can transmit here to South Carolina. I'm thinking about upgrading to 80 watts for the 2 meter. I don't know if that would help at all, but I've got my general, so we're also in the process of trying to put up a 30 foot G5RV, but I'm not sure if I can hang it on a piece of electrical conduit or whether I'll have to buy a fiberglass pole.
From my experience, others may tell you different, but from my experience is, so a G5RV is a vertical and a horizontal, and the ladder line or the feed line for the vertical portion, you have to be kind of picky what you get that around. A good rule of thumb from my experience is, with the G5RVs, is to keep the ladder line a good 8 inches away from anything metallic. Now, there'll be others that argue with that, but, you know, just from my experience, that seems to work, you know, pretty well. Those are good antennas. I think you and your husband came by the club meeting one time there in Tryon, and I'm pretty sure we've met. But, you know, if you need some help with some antennas, you know, come on back. We're going to be building some HF antennas here pretty soon. And we've got some wire and stuff like that donated. So you need some help with it, let us know. We'll be glad to help you.
I appreciate that information so much, and it really does pain me that I cannot transmit or hear anything from the Campobello Tryon direction, but hopefully I can get past that once I get the HF rolling. And yes, my husband and I were there. It was a great meeting. We enjoyed everybody, and we do plan to come back.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I know pretty much where you are from your call sign and Traveler's Rest, and I'm afraid to tell you, no, ma'am, that's not going to work. There's this big mountain called Hogback, and it is my nemesis. No matter what I do, we just can't get over it, and I'm having to accept the fact that that's the way it is. You have to work with what you got, and you have to accept sometimes that it is what it is. But where the shortcomings are because of your antenna or because of the mountains or whatever that is, change your skill set so that you are able to contact other stations or other repeaters to move information around a mountain. That's pretty impressive because it's not solely dependent on your station or your antenna. It forces the club or the people that you're working with to work as a team. And that is an amazing thing to see that happen, to see, you know, ham radio operators come together and work together to say, okay, Miss Jan's got a piece of traffic, and she can't get into wherever to be able to be skilled enough to hand that information off to an operator that you've never met and let them handle it. And lo and behold, you'd be amazed at what happens. And it's an amazing thing. It really is to be able to see that. And, you know, I'll just encourage you to keep trying and keep working at it. But it doesn't matter what kind of antenna you build, Miss Jan. You just ain't going to get over Hogback. I hate to tell you.
Ed, yes, Hogback Mountain is the problem. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to getting together with some people with the meetings and the Hamfest coming up.
Hopefully there'll be some announcements coming up about field day and location. So you monitor the frequency in the next week or so, and we'll get some information out. And you know, come to the field day, and you can learn a lot, and sit down with, you know, a skilled operator or somebody at the same skill level, and say, hey, let's learn together. And, we'll, you know, that's an amazing thing, too. It's not really limited what you can learn from one another on a radio. It is inhibited because you just don't have the body language to go with it. But when you can actually sit down with someone and for them to say, okay, let me show you. This is the way it sounds. This is the way it looks. This is what you do. And then when you can interact and say, well, why that or why this, learning starts. So I hope you have learned by now that getting through the exam is just a small piece of it. Sitting down in front of that radio and doing exactly what you're doing right now, that's where the learning starts. And like Gary says, the license is a license to learn. So, good job. You're doing absolutely outstanding. And the radio sounds amazing, no matter what watts or what chimney it's attached to. It's you're making a good trip tonight.
So much, and thank you, everybody else. And I'm going to go ahead and sign off.
Appreciate you dropping by, and it was nice talking to you. And tell the better half I said hello. And 73s, ma'am. We'll see you later on down the lot. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE Q4HLZ Benson in Marshall, North Carolina. Just check me in and out, please.
KQ4HLC, Hotel Lima Charlie, is that correct?
Negative, Hotel Lima Zulu.
That, bud, we'd like to welcome KQ4HLZ. That's Mr. Benson in Marshall, North Carolina. Benson, appreciate you dropping by, sir. Do you have any comments for us tonight?
Not. I just want everybody to enjoy the day, enjoy the evening, and just look out for each other and stay safe. And I'll wish 73s all around.
Great to you, Benson. Have a nice day tomorrow, sir. All right. Have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE. Being heard. So with that, please stand by for my net report. I submit my net report. I'm going to go ahead and add the announcement I made about the new repeater. I'm going to go ahead and add a number to that. It would be message number 2, and that will give us a traffic count of 2 tonight. So please stand by for my net report. That's it for tonight. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller. Everyone have a wonderful day. 73, this is KO4NUE. I'm QSY.